sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, another day, another show. Hey, Zo.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Wow, what a day out.
Like
what
today?
A nice day out.
Big fan of the weather today.
We'll do the weather report later.
Yeah, I want you to describe. The
Hardy comes in,
today.
It feels like, and I'll take you to that moment in time to where Hardy and I will go outside, I'll close my eyes, and I'll picture where I am in this weather.
I can't wait. New feature on the show. Scott Zolak's real feel temperature every day.
Real feel. Not real this crap Hardy looks at on his phone. You all can do it.
Do you know an idea that someone said to me on Twitter last night that I'm becoming obsessed with LeBron James to Boston. Do you know what I say to that? You're absolutely right. I'm becoming obsessed with the idea. Can't stop thinking about it. Can't stop thinking about how great it would be. How do you feel about it right now?
I want it even more now.
Let me take your temperature on where you're at on LeBron.
I told you, obviously we had long graduation weekend. We did a lot of activities together with many members of the family locally here.
Yeah.
A lot of them are fans. They know my job. They know what I do. And they sat there across the table from dinner and at a cookout, and they say, how can you want LeBron James to come to Boston? You fake, you fraud. You don't like the build. You don't like the fact that I was so outnumbered makes me want him even more now.
My kind of people.
Exactly.
What, the build people? The
townies.
No, the real fans.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
The real fans.
Maybe you should do the show.
This is what I hate. This is the part that I absolutely hate
what
about
this.
What is that? That if you want LeBron James on the team, you're somehow some fraud fan. That you're.
Yeah, you hate the players that are on the team now.
No.
Oh, really?
Not at all.
Wow. So what kind of fans
joking,
were we?
I'm joking.
What kind of fans were we last year when they changed 85% of the team?
You're joking, but others are not.
Yeah.
You want to trade Kyrie? You hate Kyrie Irving.
Me. I'm the guy that sat here and said, pay Isaiah Thomas.
Let me tell you this.
Me.
I'm not in love with Kyrie Irving.
You're what?
I'm not in love with Kyrie Irving.
There's something that feels fake there.
I mean, you know how I felt about the player. When they first traded for him, I'm like, oh, this guy, the guy who couldn't figure out a way to play with LeBron?
Yeah.
This bad attitude, Kyrie?
But since everybody in Boston hates LeBron, he's a good guy.
Love him as a player, but great player on the floor, but he's no... I mean, he's not some sort of, I don't know, like perfect player with all the side nonsense that goes on. He has a lot of that nonsense, too. Read that New York Times article with Kyrie Irving the other day and take out Kyrie Irving and put in LeBron James as the name, and we would shred it. We would shred that story if it were LeBron James with those quotes. The same way we poke fun at LeBron when he's sitting on the side of the court reading the book. I know, flipping through his book. Oh, look at him. You know, LeBron James. Yes, the Mr. Intellectual over here wanted to prove to everyone how smart he is by reading a book. You don't think that same thing applies with Kyrie Irving? Like, that same thing? This guy thinks he's freaking Aristotle over there.
At least...
Talking about the earth and everything needs debate and blah, blah. Mr. Philosopher
It's almost
over
like a
there.
Chappelle... It's almost like David Chappelle skit or something. I'm going to tell you how smart I am. And the earth is this and that. At least LeBron internalizes it. He'll just hold a book up. Not talk. He's just sitting over there reading, looking very important.
They just thought that, like, Kyrie's a Celtic, but LeBron could never be a Celtic. He could never. That's fraud. You're a fraud fan.
Have you been trying to beat Kyrie for the last 8 years?
No.
What? I don't know. What? No.
You've been trying to beat LeBron for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Now you want that guy to, I can't beat him, so let him join our team so we can win.
It's the reverse.
We feel good about ourselves because we have LeBron.
It's the reverse, Kevin Durant. That's what it is. Kevin Durant couldn't beat Golden State. He choked against Golden State, and he said, I'm never going to be able to beat them. Screw you, Oklahoma City. I'm going to go play with them. This guy may want to come to you after he ripped your hearts out because he thinks you're a winner.
He didn't rip your heart out. Stop.
Ripped your heart out, but if I'm trying to, the local fan. you know, that just resist the approach of a guy like LeBron James. LeBron James coming here puts you in the finals. That's what it does. That's why I want LeBron James.
So Chris Mannix had an item that we played yesterday from his podcast last week, which was that Kyrie might leave after next season, right? That the Celtics should have some level of fear or be afraid of that.
Yeah.
He then was on Colin Cowherd on The Herd, and this is just from yesterday. This isn't going back a week. This is yesterday talking about some of the factors in the recruitment of LeBron James this offseason.
Do you buy any of this Celtic stuff?
I don't. Largely because this team is not only equipped to win a championship next year, they're equipped with guys that are under contract, you know, Kyrie excluded, for the next 6-7 years.
Yep.
You look at some of the younger guys, the guys don't turn down second-year contracts. Tatum, Brown, they're here for the long term. LeBron, until he proves otherwise, is a 1+1 type of guy. So do you really dismantle your team, shake it up completely for a guy that may only be there for 1 year? It's the same thing with Golden State. You know, if these two teams are championship teams right now. Without LeBron James, they're favorites, co-favorites to win. Why would you break it up? The first question I'd ask, you know, if it's Rich Paul or Maverick Carter who says, LeBron wants a meeting with you, or LeBron will take a meeting with you, you say, what kind of contract is he going to sign? If it's 1+1 or even 2 years, see ya. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah.
If it's 4, maybe you have a conversation. But Boston right now is in the best place maybe of any team in the league outside of Golden State to win championship.
Mm. So he's 1+1, the year plus the option, if that's what he's going on, if he's going on a trade.
Good info by Mannix, though. I mean,
but my question would be, why are you dismantling your team if you get LeBron James? Why do you have to dismantle your team, especially if you have cheap young talent like the Celtics do? Why do you have to dismantle?
I don't know. Explain it to me.
Like, I don't know. That would be, what do you mean dismantle?
Maybe they're used
to break up your whole team.
Maybe they're used to
Danny
dismantling it because you had a good team last year, right? I'm sitting there. I'm saying pay Isaiah Thomas. Next thing I know, 85% of the team has changed. He dismantled last year's team. So now you have a new team, and now they like this team, but they don't want to dismantle this team like last year's team.
No, because they're co-favorites with the Warriors, as Mannix just said, to win the championship.
Well, they're not. They're not co-favorites.
NBA insider Chris Mannix just told me that.
Yeah, but they're not. Like, they don't have equal odds.
Yeah.
They don't. I'm sorry.
Wait, Jim, you have money.
Co-favorites.
Hey, Jim, we're going to give you $400, and you've got a wager on one of the two teams. Who are you putting it on? Take your fandom out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm going to make more money than the Celtics. I'm betting the Celtics.
Oh, better value play. You fraud.
Yeah, the Warriors are probably minus money.
What's your better chance of making money, period? Not making more money. What's the best value? What's the best chance of making
If they
this
don't
money?
Get LeBron, I'll bet the Celtics. How's that?
It's the Celtics because...
So what's wrong with
More of a chance to lose if they got LeBron now.
He's lost his mind.
He has lost his mind.
He's lost
the better
his
bets
mind,
for the Celtics because the Warriors' luck is going to run out.
Mm-hmm. They're going to hate playing with each other.
They're lucky.
I can't.
I'm not doing this.
We're not doing it, though. Chris Mannix, NBA Insider, is doing it.
This is the guy that's
plugged in.
What are you not doing? I don't understand what that
comment. So he's plugged in, and this just can potentially not happen. Like, there's no chance of this happening.
When Chris Mannix, who's plugged in as anybody, says, if they say they'll do a 4-year deal, maybe you have the conversation?
Maybe he wants a 4-year deal. Maybe he wants a 3-year. Hey, how about this? I've changed. Again, this is what we talked about when he got eliminated. What if he's different now? What if he's matured? What if he has different? I don't know.
What?
I know you're an anti-LeBron guy.
What if he's not done any
I'm
of those things?
I'm not anti-LeBron. I just don't want him on this team. I don't think this team needs.
You're anti-LeBron to the Celtics. That's all.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Anti-LeBron to the Celtics because this team doesn't need LeBron James.
Let's assume he's done none of those things, right? He hasn't matured. He hasn't changed. But what he wants is to win. So he's willing to suck it up and go somewhere where he's going to win a lot. And he's going to try to win multiple championships over the next few years.
Wouldn't it be cool to see him change as a different player, this stage in his career, and win? Because he looks like he's damn still good enough. He's powerful. He looks in shape.
He can rehab his
image.
He can improve his legacy with rings, and he could rehab the image of him being a selfish guy or not a team guy by actually playing well with a team.
He's going to leave Cleveland and not even get criticized for leaving him because you know that they didn't do it the right way. They failed him.
The things we are not factoring in are the kids, the family, the schools.
Bronny.
We'll get a basketball take from Kobe. What's Kobe telling LeBron that he needs to do?
Ooh.
And then what's Gary Payton got? What's the glove got for inside information? Gary Payton has spoken about what he knows about where LeBron's going. We'll get to all that coming up next.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. First, let's get an inside take, an inside piece of information from none other than Gary Payton, who hasn't been heard from in years.
But the glove
is back. He is back with information about the chase of LeBron James, and he spoke exclusively to BSO TV. That is Black Sports Online TV.
Nice.
Let's hear it, Gary.
Do you see LeBron actually going to the West Coast?
Anything can happen. I do. People don't look at it. They look at everything. His son just committed to Sierra Canyon, which is in the valley of L.A. That's where his son's going to go to school with Scottie Pippen's son and Kenyon Martin's son. So that's a move that they're going to make. And I don't think if everybody looks at it, a son at that age, you don't want to be away from him for that period of time. During the time that we're having basketball, it's school time.
Right.
And I think that he needs a father during that time, and that's it. I don't think LeBron is that type of parent. I think he wants to be around his son a lot, see his son a lot play. So that's going to play a key factor, too. And then people don't get it either. He's been saying this for the last year or so. His family is going to dictate where he goes
right.
And his last days in basketball. So that might be a stepping point for him to go to L.A., but we don't know. We got to wait. If he wins a championship, it's hard to leave Cleveland after winning the championship or going back to the finals.
I think Gary Payton was like DJing a wedding or something. That they're in this conference room, like a ballroom. That what looks like a hotel or a conference center or something.
DJ, please.
You know, there's centerpieces on the tables. Looks like there's, you know, a DJ set up in the background. I don't know if he was the DJ, but Gary Payton is there giving this exclusive interview to BSO TV,
like
which, by the way, needs to upgrade their microphone situation. They sound like a bad sports talk radio caller,
with the
window open.
Hey, Gary, I'd like to get you for this interview, please.
But if you're looking for the information there, Gary Payton is saying that LeBron's son, Bronny had committed to Sierra Canyon.
That's not his name, right?
Yes, it is.
It's LeBron. It's not Bronny.
It's Bronny.
So, when he gets older and he meets people, hey, how you doing? Or, hey, come here, what's up? Hi, I'm Bronny.
It's Bronny.
Oh.
No, his name is LeBron.
It's LeBron. Right. It's like James Louth with his kids.
So, his son committed to Sierra Canyon, which is where Kenyon Martin's kid is going. It's where Scottie Pippen's kid is going. Meanwhile, there's other reports after that was said, including one based in L.A. that checked with Sierra Canyon, and the people at Sierra Canyon say that rumor is just a rumor. It's news to us. He has not committed. So that might just be them, as part of some sort of confidentiality, denying it because they know under the radar that he's coming, but they can't say it because they said, hey, he'll commit there, but you can't reveal that because his dad is looking at teams, and if that gets out, it might... You know, tip his hand.
Jim, can I have the first sentence of Gary Payton there talking? Because I think that kind of just sets the groundwork for everything. As to like, okay, you have information or you don't. Is this a report? Is this something that you're doubling down on?
And your son just committed to Sierra Canyon.
No. First part.
Do you see LeBron actually going to the West Coast?
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Just throwing that
possible.
Out there. Why wouldn't he answer it? Oh, he is coming to the West Coast. Why do you answer it with,
because,
well, anything can happen?
Because if you listen to him.
Because he's like you. He's not a reporter.
No, because if you listen to him, he's saying that LeBron's kid is going to play in L.A. He's going to school there. He did not say.
That's not normal for a kid to go, a high, talented, ranking kid in a class. If you're this big-time recruit, say you're an eighth grader.
Okay.
And if you're 13, you're that good. I got buddies that have kids that they send to Florida to train at academies and play for a team down there so that they can play year-round and maybe live with an uncle or maybe live with another family member. It's not that crazy. Did Snoop send his kid to Vegas?
Okay, but let me
like
ask
that
you.
Big high school
let me ask
Vegas,
you.
What Montana's
kid, is his kid going to make his school choice independent of what his dad does? Probably.
High school?
Well, yeah, if you're thinking you're going to the NBA and you believe that you're going to be ready for the NBA in 5 years.
You go prep school.
You're picking your school
based
on what you think is going to give you the best opportunity to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think he's going to pick his school. And then that second part, and this is why I think Gary Payton said it the way that he did. He said, hey, anything can happen. His kid's going to L.A., so LeBron would likely follow his kid to L.A., but I don't know that. He doesn't know that. He's saying, yeah, that's possible, because I know his kid's going to school here. That would make sense for him to come here, but he's not telling you that he knows that.
Yeah, my point is just that...
And that's how I think Gary Payton is setting it up.
It's not abnormal for famous people to send their kids to other high schools, like these big, fancy high...
No, so I think the one you're thinking of is Montana had his kid with Will Smith's kid and Gretzky's kid. They all played on the same football team together, didn't they?
Okay, yeah, but I think Snoop's kid was pretty damn good, too, and I think he sent him to that big high school in Vegas. There's a big high school in Las Vegas. Like, it was like...
Oh,
God dang it. It's just who the hell was doing
this? We were just talking about this.
Okay. Why is that important?
Because it was on like ESPN. I'm Bishop like, Gorman. Snoop's kid.
Bishop Gorman.
Okay. Vegas.
There you go.
Thank you.
I was watching one of their high school games on ESPN too. That's what it was.
Oh.
These private high schools, it's not unusual for star athletes to live there. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Kids so, of them to go there and board there and live there.
Right. To be at a boarding
school. Go ahead.
It's not entirely unusual.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of the Lakers rumors is that he's going to get Chris Paul to opt out of his contract
and if go he has to
the
LA. Opt out
and go to LA with him. I just looking at this to make sure the kid's name was LeBron James Jr. and not Bronny. It says his godfather's Chris Paul.
Oh.
This is interesting. I know they were tight, but I didn't know that they were that tight in 2004 when the kid was born.
All right, then. Well, that's good information.
I mean, that's a
Chris
long,
Paul's got this.
By the way, he's already been recruited
too.
by Calipari at Kentucky, this kid. Brown.
Coach Cal. Yeah.
LeBron and Cal are tight. A lot of that has to do with, what's his name, Maverick Carter. There's obviously natural connections there.
How awesome would that be? You're 13, you're in eighth grade, and like, yeah, Cal's already recruited me.
Right. Isn't it worth it? Like, just for the spectacle of it, even if it turns out he's not good, which I highly doubt will be the case.
I'd pull him out of school and have him play AAU ball.
I highly doubt that he will not be any good. He's going to be good. Yeah. Joe's in Framingham. Hey, Joe.
Joey.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
So, everybody's calling me complaining about LeBron coming to Celtics.
What are you on, BSO TV? What is that? Joe? Call us back, Joe. Adam in Lowell. Adam.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just, you know, obviously, you're crazy if you don't want the player LeBron James. The person I don't want is the GM LeBron James.
Right.
I don't want him going, this young talent, let's get him out of here. And I want to bring in my buddies who at best have a year or two left but are on 5-year contracts, even though I'm only signed for a year. Because that's what he does. You're not getting LeBron.
No, but we've prefaced it with it's different here. He's got to be different if he wants to come here.
Oh, he's going to be different here, is he? Okay, fair enough. Thanks, guys.
There. Even if he's not different here, his situation is different here.
Do you think Danny's going anywhere?
Danny
do you think Danny's not going
to
call the shots?
Tell him what to do?
You think Wick's going to allow that? No. You think
ownership,
Brad's going to allow
GM,
it? No.
Coach, they're not going to take LeBron's crap.
It'll be the first time he's going anywhere where there's stability from the top to the bottom.
Right.
God.
Right.
Why
that
can't
is
you
exactly right.
That?
I mean, Pat Riley take his crap?
Hold on. The closest thing that he's ever had
Spolster
to it was Miami. The closest thing he ever had to it, Miami, and did Pat Riley take his crap? No, but Pat Riley was bending over backwards to cater to LeBron James in any way possible. And that included all the bull crap with he was mad about all the people that he wanted to have at the games and the access for all of his friends and people and all that stuff that was going on that had started to rub everyone in Cleveland the wrong way. Pat Riley made that disappear when he got to Miami. And that's why Pat Riley felt so burned when LeBron left, because he had done everything LeBron had ever asked of him. That's why Riley was pissed when LeBron left. He said, what more do I need to do for you? I don't think that Danny Ainge is catering to every want, need, desire of LeBron James. And you know what? LeBron knows that that wouldn't happen here. So if he were to pick your team, there would be that would be known. If he were to say, I'm going to Boston, he knows. He knows what the situation is here. He knows how it goes, what the culture would be. It wouldn't be them bending over backwards to make him happy. at every turn. That's not what it would be about. Tariq in Boston. Tariq.
Hey, guys. I am looking at this quite differently now. I mean, that last interview kind of, you know, put a damper on him, me wanting him to come here, but the thinking that he may have might align with what KD is thinking. This guy's never been coached in his career, ever been coached. He's always been, we've been saying it since he's 25 years old, that he's the coach. On no matter who was the coach, he was the coach. He wouldn't come into a situation where, A, he would have to put the team together, or B, that he would have to get the other four guys on the court with him to do what they're supposed to do. The system doesn't care who's on the court. The Celtics system is motion, is consistent motion, no matter who's on the court. That's why guys that you don't think can do well are put in the same positions as the superstars, and they perform marginally well their own themselves.
Good point.
It's the system. He has to concede to
right.
the system, and he has to concede to what Danny has done. The only reason you're sniffing around here, LeBron, is because of what Danny has done. So step off.
And what a challenge for Brad Stevens to get the best player in the world and try and implement him into his system, to where LeBron is going to be LeBron, and you sort of don't have to worry about him when you're a coach. But you coach up those other guys to play around him and to play at a high level. LeBron hasn't had that well-oiled machine like that. It's been his teams. He's been the coach. In an odd way, it may take some of the stress off him. It may extend his career coming here. You go to L.A. and you hand-pick it again, puts a lot of pressure on him. It's on him again. It's on his shoulders.
Still want to give you the quote from Kobe Bryant, which starts with, "If I'm Bron, you got to figure out blank." I'll finish that for you. I'll tell you Ooh. What he said. It's pretty good.
Like that.
Kobe on LeBron and what he should do this offseason. Also, Dan Shaughnessy will join us at 11 today. We got Dan for 2 hours. He's in the middle of a beef with Tom E. Curran. We will address that with him coming up at 11. That should be fun. Play you some of the audio of the back and forth that happened on Adam Jones' show last night. Do that at 10:50. But next, what is Kobe saying to LeBron? Stay tuned. Here are the headlines.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox and Orioles played the second of three tonight in Baltimore. It's Eduardo Rodriguez to the mound, 7-1 on the year with a 3.68 ERA. He'll oppose David Hess. He's got a 2-2 record and a 3.07 earned run average. Last night, Sox got the win, 2-0, 12 innings, a couple of sack flies helped the effort. One from Brock Holt.
Yeah, it was a long game. You know, we just wanted to get a couple runs there. We knew we still had Kimbrel in the bullpen to close it out. So fortunately, I was able to get a pitch a little up. And get it far enough, and then Jackie to get the next guy in for a little insurance.
Stephen Wright was the starter last night. He went 6 2/3, scoreless innings, allowed 4 hits, and struck out 5. And it's day 2 of the final Patriots voluntary workout session. Yesterday, Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady missed out on playing cornhole at Fenway Park. Maybe rethinking things right now.
Depends. Maybe your wife wants you to wear a certain shirt or something. We'll get into that later.
Headlines brought to you by Boston Laser. Do what Gerard Mayo did and start seeing 2020 with a LASIK procedure at Boston Laser, 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here's what Kobe Bryant tells Howard Beck about LeBron James. He says, "If I'm Bron, you've got to figure out a way to win. It's not about narrative. You want to win championships. You just got to figure it out." That's what Kobe Bryant tells Howard Beck. If I'm LeBron, it's about one thing and one thing only, and that is about winning championships. It is not about anything else. It's not about the story. It's not about which team you want to go to,
right,
who you want to play with. It's none of that crap.
See, winning a championship in L.A.
Where do you win?
No. He's right.
Where do you win?
He's right.
Where
it's about
do you
legacy.
Get rings?
We said this last week. It's about legacy. It's about ring counting now for him. Who's a better player, Steph Curry or LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Yeah. Steph Curry has as many rings as him.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good for LeBron.
Who would you take on your team? Would you take Kobe or LeBron?
Kobe in his prime?
LeBron in his prime. Kobe at his peak and LeBron at his peak.
I'd probably take LeBron.
I'd take LeBron. Now, that's really close. I mean, that's a toss-up. I'm just a LeBron guy over a Kobe guy. So I would take LeBron.
The power.
And and that tells you what's a better situation for LeBron? Is it the Celtics or going to the Lakers with Chris Paul? What's a better spot? What's your better chance of winning?
The Celtics.
Hardy, you want to answer that?
Celtics.
It is. Thanks. Celtics.
Yeah.
Okay. So he would win that one. What's a better shot? Staying in Cleveland, going to the Celtics? Going to the Celtics. See you later, Cleveland. Is it going to the Rockets? Or going to the Celtics? That's when I think things get a little muddy.
It gets muddy, but what's your goal? To win it all or to make it back to the finals?
Win it all.
Win it all.
Win it all. It is not about getting to the finals anymore for him.
He could stay in Cleveland.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's
finals.
Like if you're out west, you're still going to have to contend against playing against Golden State to even get to the finals if that's the ultimate goal. So, yeah, it's still Celtics. Still Celtics because you got an easier chance of getting there.
It's true. The path is easier in the East.
Yeah.
Which means you don't get as beat up along the way.
Right.
Getting to the finals.
Right.
He's well-rested.
I wouldn't want to go to the West. Would not want to go to the West. Stay in the East. Whatever team he's on will guarantee him pretty much a trip back to the finals.
Okay, I don't think Golden State is a real option. I really don't. If it's Miami or Boston, where's a better chance to win? It's not Miami.
Boston. Boston checks a lot of the boxes.
What are we really
buddy.
Talking about? Is it basically the two best spots?
But you'll tear your team apart. If,
based on what Kobe's saying, the two best spots for winning apart. Are what? Houston or Boston?
Boston.
Right? Isn't that what we're sort of boiling Boston. This? Am I missing any team? Is there a team I'm not counting in this that I should be?
Sixers?
Philly.
Okay, good one. Yeah,
Philly's the big
that.
One.
Philly or Boston? I think it's Boston. Better chance in Boston. I do.
Can I ask you something?
I don't think he's a great fit in Philly either.
Okay. You want him here.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this?
What?
Had the Celtics.
Yes.
With Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward.
Yes.
Played in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Correct.
Did they beat the Cavaliers?
Do they? Yes, I do. I believe that.
5-6 games?
I don't know, but I believe they win the series.
I believe without question.
Let's say six. They win it in six.
Is everybody still, after make up whatever scenario you want in the finals, right? Because Golden State is loaded.
They lose.
Maybe, but maybe don't get swept with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving.
Correct. No, they would win.
Cleveland shouldn't have got swept. Cleveland should have won two of those games.
Are you still talking about bringing LeBron James here and getting rid of Kyrie Irving? If the Celtics had just beaten LeBron James and the Cavaliers, sent them tucktail back home to Cleveland before they even got a chance to go to the finals. You've got a Celtics team that just went to the NBA Finals and, let's say, took a game or two from Golden State. That's your best-case scenario. But they beat up on the Cavaliers. They took them to 7 without Hayward or Irving. So they absolutely steamroll the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Are you still having this conversation about getting rid of Kyrie and bringing LeBron James here?
Me personally, yes.
Zo?
Yes.
You just steamrolled the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, let's get rid of Kyrie and bring in LeBron. Would you you still have that conversation?
Because your ultimate goal is to beat that team, Golden State.
Yeah.
So you're past Cleveland.
In fact,
if you're Danny, you're sitting there watching that series, these finals, and know that Cleveland should have won game one. They should have won game three. They should have won game one and game three. You're sitting there saying, if we get LeBron James, we're in a series with that team and we have a chance to beat them.
Right. I think that's why I get why you're framing it the way you are, but if you got there and you lost and you thought, oh man, this team is better than us, after all you put in with those guys healthy and your full complement of players, and you'd be saying, we don't have enough to get by them. We're going to just continue to get to this spot and pound our head against the wall. We need more. We need more. That's the league. That's what the league has turned into.
Are they sitting there thinking we need?
It's not my problem. Ain't my league. Are they thinking, I didn't make up the rules?
Is they thinking we need LeBron James to beat Kevin Durant?
Because I don't think
what's
so.
Their answer for
I
Kevin
don't think
Durant?
So. I think they said we put this team together 1 year and we got past LeBron James and we took a couple of games from far and away the best team in the league. Next year, we'll push him to 7 and we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
How I think that plays out. I don't think they start dismantling any part, any core of that team like they would have to by getting rid of Kyrie Irving in order to bring LeBron James in, because that's automatically going to put you over the top. I don't believe it. I don't believe that's how it would have went down.
If you could have had Larry Bird on the Detroit Pistons in the mid-'80s, would you have taken Larry Bird?
But you dismantle the Pistons.
I'm just wondering if you were worried about dismantling the team. Yeah. If you got an offer.
You got to take one of the star players off the Pistons,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Pick whatever one you're going to take off.
Isaiah. Whoever take
you
Isaiah.
Want. Pick a guy. Pick a guy.
I'd do it for Magic.
No, that's not the question. That is not the question. That's not how this was
Isaiah
framed.
For Bird? No.
That's the exact parallel, though. It's the guy in the same conference. You got to get by the same conference. Yeah, right. It's the guy you've been trying to beat for years.
It's Isaiah for Bird.
Right. I wouldn't. No. No.
you're Lupo.
Yeah. Tell that to the team that won it in 89 and 90.
Right. That was after the Celtics run. I mean, that was later.
Okay, so you got to wait it out for a couple of years, but then you get back-to-back championships.
You having fun waiting? Wait for Bronny to get old?
Yeah. Well, would you rather him get old somewhere
else? Well, waiting is the hardest part.
Or do you want him to get old on your team and say, like, damn it, we should have done this 5 years ago? Oh, by all means, that makes sense. Get rid of Kyrie Irving who's 26 and bring LeBron here and watch him get old here for a couple of years.
You might be getting rid of Kyrie at 27, and it has nothing to do with getting rid of him. It's because he walks out the door.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Keep this chatter up. He will walk, and it's going to be your fault, Beetle.
Oh,
your
fault, yeah.
And your fault,
Mark Bertrand's fault.
And Jim Murray, anyone else who entertains this notion.
Yeah.
Listening right now.
And then it will turn out that if that's
short
the case,
memories
that
on you guys. Yeah, unbelievably.
If it doesn't work here for him, he's got Uncle Drew 2 and Uncle Drew 3.
That guy was a force. You remember sitting here talking like last November, December, saying like, you know what, I knew Kyrie Irving was good. I had no idea he was going to be this good.
We've got Dan Shaughnessy joining us at 11 a.m. today. Yeah. We'll continue with their thoughts on LeBron.
That's what I thought you'd say. You forgot.
Celtics.
You forgot.
And, of course, the beef between Curran and Shaughnessy, which rages on. We'll touch on that next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I didn't say that. I just said you were a client.
Well, the insinuation was that maybe if I can go become a client, I went down there to do an interview. I went down there because I was curious. You know, this professional curiosity that you have to satisfy to do the job instead of sitting there and, you know, at your laptop and using other people's information or the stories of somebody else.
Boston Globe information, Bob Holler. But don't tell me you have to become a client in order to report.
No. No one's saying you have to become a client, but knock on a door. Find a thing or two out.
We did. The Boston Globe did. Again, we're looping here.
No. I think that there's a disconnect between Dan Shaughnessy using the Globe. Hey, just because the Globe did it, you're well enough informed.
Right.
So there's no room for anybody
to make feel better. I'll make a call down to TV12 and see if Alex
have a day.
Me,
you know? Have a day.
Yeah, that'll be a high yield.
Dan Shaughnessy will join us at 11 a.m. Him and Tommy Curran mixing it up on television the other night. And then a follow-up happened last night on these very airwaves. And as Adam Jones said, there was a peace summit happening.
No.
Between Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, there was his own version of a summit happening right here on the Adam Jones Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub last night.
Like, whoever thought that would happen?
What do you make of this, first of all?
Well, I mean, I think there's a history there between Tom and Dan.
Is there?
Where they...
We'll find out.
Well, I mean, if you've been around them, I think you know what they think of each other. It's pretty... I don't want to say it's well documented, but I think we started to see snippets of it on Friday night, right?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
See, my daughter went to Alex to get help on her knee.
Which means you're a client.
It helped. I'm a client, but Alex.
Money from your...
Right, pocket went
in. Pocket went into his pocket.
Absolutely.
So you're a paying customer.
Yep. And it worked for her. And it helped. So, I mean, hey, anything you can do, get your get you or a member of your family feeling better, you do it.
I don't think you've also said that it's absurd to question the link between Edelman and his trainer when we know how steroid situations happen.
Never said that because I said that water is ridiculous.
No, I'm saying you've never gone on this mission to defend Alex Guerrero. You are rather pro Guerrero, but you don't
Talk to Alex Friday.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't think you chastise anybody else for suggesting that something is...
It's your job as a reporter.
...is suspicious.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So that's the only... Here's the deal. It's only natural to question this, and here's what I find really weird about this entire situation with Tommy Curran and Shaughnessy yelling at each other on TV. If you read Tommy Curran's tweets, or you read his story, or you've heard him talk about it in the various interviews he's done on it,
he's pretty passionate.
He has said in all of these different things that he understands why people are criticizing them, or understands that they sort of brought this on themselves. So he admits that.
Yeah.
So I'm not totally clear on why he's so worked up, because he himself admits it. Like, he's totally fair about it.
I think it's the guy that's coming with us in 7 minutes.
These guys,
that's why.
These guys brought this on themselves. Here, you know, this is
pretty
a very
easy.
Public relationship, yeah. And one of the guys involved gets, you know, a PED suspension. I understand why I think he said that conversation is inevitable. So he gets it. He understands why it's happening.
Sure.
It sounds, based on what I've heard and what I saw on TV the other day, is that he's upset that there are people that may be rooting for Guerrero to be involved. That their desire is Guerrero is involved somehow, and that comes to light.
Right.
That someone's...
He's defending the attack.
That there's an agenda there.
Okay, I think he...
To which I would say, okay, I'm not rooting for Guerrero to... Listen, I've typically been pretty negative on Guerrero over the years. I'm not rooting for him to be the guy. Do you know why? That would be terrible for everybody involved.
Be bad for the
team. That would be terrible for the team. It would be terrible for Tom Brady. It would be terrible for everything down there and all the drama that's gone on. If you know what I mean, it would be bad. Oh, that would be really
it's
ugly.
Bad look.
That would suck.
Absolutely.
Right. So I'm not rooting for that, and I'm not a Guerrero guy. But even if I openly said, I'm rooting for Guerrero, I think he's a snake oil salesman, I want him to go down, I want him to burn, right? All that. That's the complete 180 of what Tommy Curran is, which is he's a fan of Guerrero, likes his work a lot, and is rooting for him to have nothing to do with it. It's the same agenda on both sides. So, yeah, we all have agendas, and we admit them, and we have biases, and we all admit them. Yeah. And he's been good about putting in everything he writes about it. By the way, I'm a big fan of this guy. I pay him. I went to him. He helped me feel better, and I recommend him to everybody.
But the mere questioning of it is what pissed off, I think, Curran and other people on that side. Whereas, who else should you be questioning? If he was dirty, if it was the positive test was correct and they recognized the substance and he took something, it came from one of three places. It came from the Patriots, which I don't think anybody would believe. Absolutely. It came from Guerrero, or it came from this third trainer that he uses out on the West Coast or something like that. Or pulled it off the shelf himself in GNC, which I don't believe either. I think these guys are trained now to the point...
He's never even walked in the gym.
Yeah, they are instructed to the point where it's like, don't take anything unless we tell you to take it. So someone told him to take something, and it probably wasn't the Patriots. So it was either Guerrero or this other place we were talking about. But even suggesting that is enough to set people off when that's not accusing. That's just common sense.
Right.
He didn't eat it in his cornflakes. Gave it to him.
The most thing the team give you is an anti-inflammatory, a high-level anti-inflammatory. That's like pushing it, too. Like, line up, we're going to give you the Toradol shots before games. You know, boom, just it's clear on. We used to do that.
Mm.
We said it was rampant with the Dolphins. We did it with the Dolphins. Like, they're like, get my first game down there halfway through the season. I'm like, what's that line over there for? Oh, get in line. We're all getting Toradol shots. Oh, okay.
Did you need one?
I never did it before. 8 years, I never had them. And I'm like, you know what? As the backup, you stand around with your knee brace and that. And by the middle of the third quarter on a turf game, you're rubbing it.
You're standing there for 3 hours. Hey, oh, my goodness.
11th hole for you.
You're a warrior.
You're rounding the turn. Aren't you getting a little stiff? You don't get stiff. You don't get any pain with the Toradol shot. It's a tuning fork. It's a pitch pipe, you know? And then you're in the middle of a funky groove for the next 3 hours, and it's perfect.
I would just say that the other things,
they're not going to give you steroids.
Well,
they don't do that.
The other things in this, the team or his place in L.A., those deserve scrutiny as well.
Sure.
I thought Chris Gasper had a great item in the Boston Globe.
Anybody connected to him deserves
scrutiny.
Patriots
wide receiver Julian Edelman has become collateral damage in the Bill Belichick-Tom Brady Cold War. There are different factions and agendas in Fort Foxborough. Edelman got caught in the crossfire. Talking about, have it leaked out that he was caught for PEDs. Even though he was appealing the failed test, Edelman, who is coming back from a torn ACL he suffered last preseason, is rehabbed with both the Patriots training staff and Brady's body coach slash business partner, Alex Guerrero. Unlike Brady and Rob Gronkowski, Edelman has been a full participant in the Patriots offseason program. So it's interesting and convenient that the narrative is to immediately cast aspersions on Brady's guru. Edelman's positive seems to hew closer to aging veteran Patriot players returning from injuries who got popped for PEDs, such as Rodney Harrison in 2007 and Rob Ninkovich in 2016. Ninkovich was the same age as Edelman, 32, when he got suspended. Saying, well, there's a track record of aging injured Patriots on PEDs, more so than there's any track record of this with Alex Guerrero. And he's not wrong. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ninkovich was a couple of years ago, and then you had Ronnie Harrison, who was very, you know, public PED suspension that he had.
I think, and it's, you know, it's funny. You'd be traveling on a bus. You know, you get on the buses to go to games, and the young guys all stick together. The middle-aged guys all stick together. The older guys sort of sit in their area. And you have certain discussions within each other, right, within those groups. You know, I've had this injury, that injury, this, or this is what I took to help me get better. It's kind of the norm that you're in your early 30s, your body doesn't heal the same way that it did when it's 23. So you're going to look for everything. And you look at Edelman. Edelman's a guy that's had to fight for everything, right? Late draft pick. What is he? He was a quarterback. They moved him to receiver. Are you a punt returner? Are you a special team guy? Well, you had Welker, then you overtook him. And now you're just trying to stay relevant at 32. You missed an entire season with a knee injury, a bad knee injury. On a non-contact drill. So you want to get back up to speed. He actually, he's so insane. You know, the way he trains, it's almost more maniacal than Brady. That he's so, to me it seems like he so wants to be Brady. But he'll, and you've got this guy pulling on him, that he can't commit to one. And he will do anything with anybody. Meaning, work with guys in L.A., work with this guy locally, tell Kevin Brady, I need a lift. I'm lifting weights, too. I like what you do, but I'm going to incorporate what I want to do, too. I just don't know how much they like that you want to incorporate things. You're either in or you're out. You know, it's funny. They're sitting there in Montana. Julian, you're either in or you're out. We can't tell you what to do. You have to decide for yourself. It's like talking to a three-year-old. And it's like his head spinning. What I want to do? I'm 32. Hey, I tested the market. There was no market for me. I'm back with the team. You bring a guy like Brandon Cooks in, is he going to pay more money than him? Come on. So I could see Edelman's head spinning 18 different ways, and someone tells him, hey, take this, because you know you need to get back, because they'll replace you. They're always looking. What's Bill say at 32? Start to look. It's better to be right 2 years earlier than 2 years too late.
617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy joins us in 90 seconds.